Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been a part of my day. It's just you and me, folks. This half hour are having some technical difficulty. The guest that we had lined up was he's literally on a plane, which I can relate a little bit. I've gotten stuck on a plane before, or gotten stuck in, and the airlines will hijack you sometimes. Not to bandy that word around. Without thinking about it, but they'll take you hostage, and you just there's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, it's just you and me. I do have some things I want to talk about. We are going to talk about franchising in a minute, but first I want to take this segment and talk a little bit about Brett Kavanaugh. So as you know, President Trump just announced his second Supreme Court justice. I don't know if it's unprecedented. I don't know if it's never happened before, but I don't think in my lifetime a president has had the opportunity to nominate two Supreme Court justices in less than 2 years. Some presidents go 8 years, two full terms, and never get to nominate a Supreme Court justice. It's one of the most important jobs of the president. Because the Supreme Court, well, not only Supreme Court justices, but some of the lower court justices, they're for life too. They're lifetime appointments. And President Trump has pushed a lot of lower court judges, where people like Kavanaugh, who came from the lower court, and like basically almost all of the 25 people he looked at, came from these lower courts. They had lifetime appointments. So he's made a lot of appointments. He's got a lot more to make, but to make two of these, and potentially, if he serves 8 years in Congress, I mean in the White House, he could potentially have two more. This could be a game changer for a huge part of this century. If you're a textualist, if you're a strict constructionist, somebody who believes that the Constitution should not be interpreted, so to speak. It should be read as written, and the case before you applied based on what you think the Constitution means about that. And apparently, Kavanaugh is one of those guys. And President Trump, obviously, that's important to him. This is one area that I completely agree with President Trump on. I'm a strict constructionist in terms of the Constitution. I'm a textualist. I think it's very important that when judges go off the rails, when they wander off on their own in their own world. If you wander off of the Constitution, folks, you wandered into politics. There's no other, or ideology, either politics or ideology, there's no other course. The only roads off of the Constitution are a road toward ideology, which means your own opinion, or a road toward politics, which could potentially even uglier. That's a whim of the season. And so... this country, in my opinion, has wandered off. There have been times when we've wandered off from the strict interpretation of the Constitution, and we've gotten into trouble. But for the most part, one of the reasons why this country has remained the way it is, strong as it is, warts and all, is because, for the most part, in our history, the judges have left... have ruled in a way that the Constitution provided, and so I am glad of his choice. There's one thing that I'm worried about, and I'm going to ask Grace Marie Turner about this. One of the most knowledgeable health care public policy experts in the world. When Judge Roberts ruled, when he contrived his ruling in 2012 to make the mandate, the Obamacare mandate, a tax instead of a fee, which wasn't even what the Obama administration was arguing, when he contrived that ruling to allow Obamacare to stand, apparently, I found out recently, the origin of his idea to do that came from Kavanaugh. So we're going to have to ask. That's one little niggling concern that I have about his appointment. And we'll talk about that more later on. It's 22. We'll come back. We're going to talk about franchising. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.